Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
This is Almost Famous podcast. We're still in Carmel. We have the wonderful, beautiful Kathy with us. Kathy, you've promised us that there's nothing off limits here.
Nothing off limits.
Oh my goodness.
Should I be scared?
You said the only thing that was off limits is if I asked you when the last time you had sex was.
And the last time I had sex was, what day is it?
This is Thursday.
It doesn't matter. It was before Thursday.
Perfect. Kathy, I want to dive in, start hot. We'll end wherever we want. But little birdies around the world tell me that there is some drama within the Golden Bachelor world right now.
Really? Tell me more.
Well, Twitter is firing up and your name's a part of it.
Twitter? You mean X?
Yeah, X. Sorry. Wow. That was good, Kathy. Yeah, she just aged me. My goodness.
I keep up.
So my question, because if you want to go into the details or specifics, we can. If not, no problem. My question is there behind the scenes drama post show. Every season has it. People come off the show, they're best friends. And then over time, things start to like fall apart. It happens every year.
So, you know, we were a group of fearless women who took this on. And I think, but the fact remains, we're all women. And as time goes on, you get to know people better. And I think that's just a natural part of life. But I can honestly say I am friends with everybody on the show. If there's somebody particular that you're asking me about, I just think that natural selection takes over. I'm extremely close with Susan mm-hmm. and Nancy, and a bunch of us are getting together in a few weeks in DC and Philly. And we're going to have a great time. Nancy, Susan, and I just got back from St. Martin and had a great time.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I might say that we did not leave that island in one piece.
Yeah.
But we had a great time. So, you know, I think like any other season, when you have a bunch of women who are trying to date one man, things happen. Yeah. And people aren't necessarily themselves. That's life, you know? It goes on.
So teach me something then.
Okay. I love to teach.
So
I'm an ex-teacher. Go.
You're coming off the season. There's obviously people now that see your friendships with others. This is a big group of women. There's got to be a little jealousy. If jealousy is not the right word, maybe it's envy. Maybe it's like, hey, I wish I was involved.
But isn't that, I think that's a natural emotion. I think that happens whether you're 7, 17, 70. I think just the natural order of life. I am extremely grateful. I've had some incredible opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I understand that other people, you know, maybe haven't had those opportunities. I think that that's normal. And I'm sorry if people feel that way. But I have to be honest, for me, as grateful as I am for every opportunity, I'm also really happy when I hear that other women from our season have opportunities.
Mm. And so you don't, like, okay, so are you carrying the burden when you get asked to do something and you know that somebody else maybe is going to be a little hurt that they didn't get asked? Are you carrying that burden with you, or are you saying, no, this is just something I want to do because this is a great thing?
I think it's a combination.
Okay.
I am grateful and excited for the opportunity, but I also am empathetic that, you know, so-and-so might feel badly that she didn't get the opportunity to do it. But honestly, that can't stop me from doing what I'm doing. I never thought when I signed up for this, I really thought I was going on a show to find love, and I hoped I did. I didn't, but I've made so many great friendships and have had so many great opportunities. And I think it comes down to who you are as a person and what opportunities come your way.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
So one of the best things about being post-show and being able to do the show for years now is getting the full story. Because I've always said, and I stand by this still, people have gotten bad edits, but it's not that common. Like, people that become the villain or people that are really mean to others, they're typically pretty, like, in my experience of being on the show, they're typically pretty mean to us, and they should.
Wait, are you saying that I'm mean?
No, not at all. But then there's moments.
You sure you're not saying that?
No.
Okay. Just wait. Just checking.
There's moments on the show that we see, and because of the lack of drama surrounding it, they become dramatic on the show because they stand out. Mm-hmm. Like, there's very, you know, there's those moments where you're like, they need a little drama. They pull from it. So you were involved in the only drama of the season, really, with Teresa, who ends up winning. I know there's more of a story there. Like, I know that what we saw on television for those episodes, or the episode, it was not as dramatic, I'm assuming, in real life. So the best of your ability, because it has been a few months and I forget everything past the day before. How did that actually play out in real time? Like, what was that actually feeling like in real time?
So it was so much smaller than it really was. You know, while I live in Austin, I am from Boston. Mm-hmm. I live in rhyming cities. And where I grew up, we just call it like it is. And so there were a lot of women on the show. Remember that this all happened early in the show.
Very early, yeah.
Very early. And there were a lot of women sitting around saying, wow, we haven't gotten a chance to speak to Gary yet. And, you know, I took it because I'm a Girl Scout. I said, well, you know, I'll talk to her. I'll say something. Never thinking that it was going to turn into this huge thing on TV. But Teresa is a lovely person. We're going to she's one of the people that's coming to Philly.
Yeah.
She's a lovely person. All of us only wish Gary and Teresa the best, including me. So I think that, you know, if you have to have drama on the show, you have to have drama. But I think people will make of it what they want to make of it. And I think I walk away with my head high, knowing I'm a good person and a nice person. And, you know, that's just part of the show. That's what you sign up for.
Sure.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
In real time, you kind of fell on the sword to give, like, to approach her while everybody else is kind of like, hey, I wish I was having time with Gary, or I wish Teresa would have. You were like, I'll just do it for everybody so that this isn't going on behind her back.
Yeah, but not in a mean way.
No, but you were just like, hey, instead of talking about this in a circle,
right,
we can talk to her about it. Like, I feel good just saying, hey, right. Teresa, and here's what's going on.
And it was nothing more than that.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, can I jump ahead to Joey season here?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's just, as I've said, Joey would be my son-in-law if my daughter were not married.
Oh, good.
He's a great guy. But his Maria, I felt for her because I didn't think she was doing anything badly. You know, saying anything out of, she may have chosen a wrong word here or there, but she really was being supportive of Medina. Right. So Medina was saying that she was the oldest woman on the show. And I really felt like Maria was just trying to advocate for her and say, hey, it's okay. You know, he's a great guy. Your age doesn't matter. But it sort of got turned around. And, you know, I thought it was a much ado about nothing, to quote Shakespeare. And you know, I sort of felt for her because she was painted a villain where she really, I mean, she may be a villain, but in that instance, she was not.
It happens when I think the marker for me and being a fan of the show now, I think it happens to me and it happened in your situation when there's a lack of drama, they find the little bitsy things and it gets pulled out. Now, the problem with this is sometimes that little drama can turn into big drama because it kind of like is a tornado effect. It sucks up everybody. Then everybody's like, hey, yeah, that wasn't right. I'm choosing sides here. I'm hoping in this season, we were just talking about it at dinner.
Right.
I think the show for years went down a path of drama. And it had to kind of evolve and how much drama was existing and more drama, more drama, more drama. And I think it worked for many years. Obviously, the show's been around a while. I personally feel like it ran its course. And now, and especially with your season of The Golden, it turned into more of a love story.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people want.
Ben, I was just going to say, I think that's what people want. Mm-hmm. They're looking, you know, we've got a tough world right now and people are looking for, paint it a happy story, paint it an escape from everyday life. They're looking, everyone wants to believe in love. I still believe in love. So, you know, the drama is or it isn't what really goes on. But I think people want to believe that love is out there and that these women and these men can come together and find love.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want to believe in love? Mm-hmm. So, I think that if there's drama, there's drama. But I also think that if it's not there, let's just celebrate love.
Well, I think in your situation and with you and the women, and I've been able to be around you all a couple times now, there's something to learn from you all, because you have came out of this and said, hey, really happy for Teresa and Gary. Like, we want to see them thrive. Yeah. We went to the wedding. You know, had a huge role in the wedding.
Yeah.
But also we're going to be friends after this. We're going to go on vacations together. We're going to see each other, because for me, that's as much of a cool part of the show is when you see that coming
that's
back
the
together.
Best part of the show, Ben, is let's just look at this, you know, really simplistically. You had, in our case, 22 women and one man. If my math serves me right, unless we're talking polygamy, only one woman's walking away with the guy.
Yeah.
And as it should be. We gained so much more great friendships and understanding of people's life story. And for me, as we spoke at dinner, I think for me, the biggest joy for me, not the friendships are amazing, but the biggest joy is people stopping me and saying, you know, my husband passed away a year ago, or my sister, whatever the story is. And we sit and you made us laugh. Yeah. You gave us hope for the future. And that is the message, that the rest of it doesn't matter. The rest of it doesn't matter. If people see that their life isn't over at 60 or 65 or 70, that they have things to look forward to, I celebrate that as a huge success for this franchise.
Well, there was a segment of the Golden that I was on that never got aired. And it was Gary and I went to a bunch of watch parties around LA. And one of the watch parties stands out to me, where a lady in her 70s came up and said her husband had just passed 2 years ago, and she was kind of lost. And the world was spinning around her. She didn't know where to turn. And she said watching the Golden gave her hope. And she started crying. She said that watching the show gave her hope, because she felt like she could relate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the best things that this show did for people, gave people hope. We just walked out of the restaurant together, and there was a lady and her husband that came up to you, and they gave you like a little fist pump, well done, you know, you're doing it. What does that feel like to you, to be somebody that was had a large piece in building this new thing that is giving people around the U.S. hope?
Honestly, I didn't expect, as most people know now, you know, my husband passed away. It's coming up on 5 years ago, and he died by suicide. And I never thought that my life would be where it is. But to me, the biggest gift that this show has given to me is the gift I've given to other people, that they have hope in their lives, and they don't see their lives as, they don't feel invisible anymore. They feel like they have life to live. And to me, I didn't expect that. I didn't know that that was something that I would get from the show. But to me, that is the biggest gift that this show has given to me, the other women, and to women and men out there. And I don't know that any other show has done that.
Not that I can think of.
And to me, that's life-changing. That it's life-changing for so many people, it gives me great joy. It's worth all of it. It's worth all of it.
So when you went on to the show then, as you're saying, your husband passed away 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You went on this show. Nobody really knew what it was going to be.
Right.
He took a risk. When you walked into the mansion, were you living in a season of life where you felt like you had hope, or did this show help you in return also?
I mean, I was really busy watching Teresa in a slip and Leslie with a wig on a walker. So, you know, I was trying to focus on all that and like, am I in the wrong place? But truly, I walked in there thinking, you know what? I deserve love. Mm. I deserve a second chance. This is the last chapter of my life. It's going to be a really long chapter, by the way. Yeah. But I was
a very busy chapter. You've kind of been everywhere.
Very busy. But I walked in there thinking, why not me? And never thinking that it would turn out the way it did. And I think if you asked most of the women, of the 22 women, I think they would say the same thing, yeah, that we didn't know the hearing all of our stories and building the relationships and supporting each other through it. That to me was life changing.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but
I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hey folks, Amy and TJ here. Matt James of Bachelor Nation is our guest on the next episode of the Amy and TJ podcast.
That's right. Everybody wants to know if and when he and Rachel will finally get married. Well, he's going to fill us in on the destination wedding.
Also, he'll talk about his heartbreak over a fellow Bachelor Nation alum. Also, he'll talk about his fantasy relationship with Chris Harrison. And would you believe this dude tried to blame me and Robach for missing a very important weekend with Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel, it wasn't us. We want to make sure you know that. This is a rare and it's an extensive conversation with Matt James, February 8th on Amy and TJ, everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know, my story from the show is this. I went onto it with a very little confidence, feeling very much like an outsider. The show didn't really help that because I walked into a room full of like professional athletes and doctors and felt even more pushed aside. And the show gave me a lot of confidence. It allowed me to open up. It allowed me to feel desirable. It allowed me to speak some truths that I never had spoken to myself before. For you, when you signed up, or when, I guess maybe in general with a lot of the women that were on your season, did you feel like there was like a lack of hope, or did all these women come in saying, no, this is going to be good no matter what?
I don't know what they were thinking, but what I was thinking was online dating hadn't worked. You know, why not? It would be an adventure. But I have to be honest, when I walked in there and saw half of those women around 60 years of age, I thought, I'm screwed. I mean, yeah. You know, that's hard to compete with that age group. But I think the difference between the older crowd and the younger bachelor and bachelorettes is that we've lived a full life, and I am not going to hang my hat on, you know, I'm not going to come crying, I didn't get a one-on-one. He doesn't really.
Yeah.
Like we have lived so much of life that we come into with open hearts, but not being chosen, I didn't judge myself by not being chosen by Gary. He's a great guy. He wasn't my guy. There's nothing more or less to it than that. Yeah. And truly, we all wished him and Teresa a boatload of happiness. I think he made the right choice.
Yeah.
Really, if we're being honest, Gary, if you're listening, you could have had me.
Yeah. Could have.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Really final question for you. It's a very broad question. But looking back now on this season and knowing what it meant for so many who watched and so many who participated and for Gary and Teresa who then ended up together.
Yeah.
If you're an executive producer on the show, is there anything you would have changed, or as they look towards the new seasons coming ahead, is there anything that you wish they added more of or less of?
So we were trailblazers and it was a truncated season. Mm-hmm. I think it's a combination of wanting people to want more, so you can only have it so long. But at the same time, I almost feel like there wasn't enough time to tell our stories, and there weren't enough one-on-one dates. I mean, it was very, in this case, Gary, it was so clear from the beginning that Gary was so attracted to Teresa. We all saw it. We all felt it. You know, and that's great. But I wish that there had been more opportunity for more interactions with us and Gary. Mm. But that's just a time thing, you know? I think it was the first run, and I think they'll make some changes. I mean, I really wanted a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I mean, I wanted the diamond earrings that Ellen got. I didn't get them. I wanted the pink quartz that Susan got. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I left with nothing except a rose that a rubber flower that I stole from the bar.
Yeah.
It is sitting in my kitchen.
And a live television hosting gig.
Okay.
Which is
pretty
cool.
And there was that, I would do that again in a heartbeat. That was amazing.
I do think there's be some changes moving forward. I think it's great. I think they'll get more time on air, which is going to be helpful. Yeah. I think they'll get more time, you know.
What about ages? What do you think about the ages?
I think it was great.
I will tell you, many of the women think that golden means 65 and over.
Okay. So 60 was too young?
Well, from where I sit, 65 was too young.
Okay, fair.
No, but
I could go, like, I think I look at it as like that you 65 would be great. Like if 65 and over, I think the problem is the casting of it. I think it's going to be hard to get people.
Women? I don't think.
Men. I think it's going to be really hard for them to cast for men. I don't know how many men will sign up at 65 years old.
I actually agree with you. I think that's a problem. A lot of people have asked me, Kathy, would you be the Golden Bachelorette? And I say it jokingly, but I actually mean it. I think it would be hard to find, and I'm 70.
Yeah.
I think it would be hard to find 22 guys who could keep up with me. So I mean it. So
I believe it. I have no doubt.
So, you know, I think that would be tough. So I understand the casting issues. But there have to be men out there who are looking for love and adventure. And that's sort of what this is about. It's about finding love, mm-hmm. but putting yourself in a situation that maybe makes you a little uncomfortable, but the rewards are so worth it.
Well, I think also the other side of that too is you want to find men who are vulnerable enough at 65 to share their stories.
Yeah.
Because as you said earlier, you've lived a lot of life.
Right.
You have a lot of stories to share.
Right.
You have a lot of stories that would relate with others, that would give hope to others.
Right.
I think it will be hard to find men who are willing to share their stories in a way like you all did that would bring people into it.
But don't you think that's sort of a cultural thing that men struggle to open their hearts and their mouths to talk about what their emotions are?
I agree with you, but I think that's one of the hardest things is then who are you going to find that would break the barriers? And you all did. You shared your stories and you shared your stories through tears. You shared your stories through a smile. You shared your stories with others so they felt less alone.
Yeah.
And that was a really beautiful thing from the show. But I think moving forward, one of the dynamics that's going to be very interesting, and I would believe that they could find the people that could pull it off, will be, are they able to find enough men who could do the same thing like you all did and keep this momentum going?
I don't disagree with that. And in fact, as much as I hate to say this, in some ways, I think it would be great to have another Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
Just to reinforce the message that, because I think men and women took the message of hope. It wasn't just women.
Yeah.
And besides that, all these guys that are applying are going to slide into my DMs anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The more the merrier.
It's going to really shorten that list.
Yeah. You're going to be very busy.
Very busy.
My goodness.
When I'm not holding a microphone in my hand doing something else, I'm going to be, you know, going through
traveling
all those
to
DMs.
St. Martin.
St. Martin.
You're going to be very busy dating.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
St. Martin, I'm not sure we'll ever be the same after Susan, Nancy, and I were there.
Give me one story as we close up from St. Martin that can be rated anything from G to X that you could share on air. Okay, let me ask.
Kathy may be struggling here for. Let me just say, Susan, Nancy, and I on the beach. First of all, Susan had trouble keeping her bathing suit top on.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just.
Happens in St. Martin. I've been to the beaches.
Me, it doesn't. Trust me. I wore a one piece. I'd have to have plied it off with a hammer and nails. That was not coming off. But the thing that happened in St. Martin that actually blew my mind, people came up to us speaking different languages, literally Canadians who say a lot, but speak English, French, Italians saying how much they loved us. It was crazy.
Were the tops on at this point?
Susan's wasn't.
Yeah.
Mine was. Let me assure you.
I'm not shocked. I've been around her enough now. I'm not shocked.
I mean, Susan's like, why not tan every part of your body that you can? Yeah. And I'm like, how many reasons do you want? But that we met so many great people. We bought friendship bracelets while we were there.
Yeah.
And the guy at the jewelry store, he just took an immediate liking to us. He kept filling our glasses with champagne. The more we drank, the cheaper the bracelets became. It was perfect. And then he took us out for dinner at this incredible restaurant that's booked forever. And this guy walks in and they're falling all over him. And it was crazy. I mean, the guy says, "You're family now." And of course, Susan and I were saying, "Are you available?
Yeah.
Where's your father?"
My goodness. Okay. Was there anybody kissing on this? Like, was there any guys in the picture on this trip?
I gotta say, no, there weren't, because the three of us together were sort of like a tornado going through the island.
Yeah.
And a lot of people recognized us. And again, we're like, "You guys, you just made us feel great." And literally, Susan and I and Nancy, we'd say, "So is your uncle here? Is your father here? Do you know any single?" Because that's what everyone keeps saying. Put it out there that you're single.
Yeah.
I mean,
my advice for people still.
We tattooed the island. We are single. Goodness.
The world's not ready for these golden ladies.
But you know what? The world is ready, because we are redefining what it means to be golden. It does not mean sitting in a rocking chair with an afghan over your shoulders, knit one, purl one. Get up off the sofa, find something to do that you love, and just watch how your life changes.
Kathy, thanks for sitting down with us today.
You're so welcome.
You're the best.
It was grand.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.